Hello, and welcome to Ancestral Chronicles, where we talk about the stories of generations before. The host is me, Joey Salinas, a freshman at St. Thomas High School. Today I'm here talking with my oldest living relative, my grandma, Martha Salinas, who is the nicest and happiest person I know, as she is always one to cheer me up no matter what she is going through, and always puts a smile on my face. This interview will consist of us first talking about her childhood, then moving on to inspirations, life lessons and advice, motherhood, and lastly, comparisons. Before we talk with my grandma, let's first talk to her only son, my dad, Jose Salinas. The question I asked my dad is, what was it like with grandma, and how did she impact your life? He followed up with,
well, my mother has taught me many things in life, things I need to know along the way, you know, simple things like, you know, don't rush into things, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. My mom has always been very independent and taught me to be that.
To give some background to my grandma before our interview, Martha Salinas is currently 71 years old and was born on March 8, 1954. Who I am glad to say is my grandma. And something unique about her is that her family were farmers growing up, and she also grew up on a farm. This interview is taking place at my grandma's house, where she has lived for almost 39 years, and all her children grew up in. Firstly, I started the conversation by asking her, how was her day today? And can you tell us where you grew up, and how was it like growing up there?
I am feeling great today. I'm here with my grandson, and he's asking me all these questions. So hopefully I hold up to his expectations. And my memory of a childhood is being, I am an only child, and my friends were animals, in which is ducks, chickens, a pig, one pig, his name was Pinky. And I enjoyed my life in a farm. When I wanted fruit, I loved climbing the trees and eating figs and other fruits that we had in our farm.
I then asked her, how was your family like growing up? And she replied by saying,
I thank God I had both of my parents growing up, being an only child. My parents were always there for me. When I wanted to spend time with my father, he would take me in his tractor and I would go to work with him. But of course, he always put me on the shades. When I wanted to spend time with my mother, she basically would be cooking, and she showed me a lot about cooking and cleaning. And those are the times that I cherish, because I was able to spend time with both of them alone in the country.
Thank you for telling us how it was with your father and your mom. But one question I have is, what did your father do for work?
My dad worked at a Texaco station for many years. Then after that, he became a farmer, which he really enjoyed. When I was about 10 or 11, we moved to Houston in the city, and he became a construction worker.
Thank you again, but some other questions I would like to ask are, what's some traditions that you would like us to remember, some cool things, and some strange things that happened in the farm?
I enjoyed most of the time we would get dressed and go to town and go to a Catholic church, and that's where we would meet our family, and that was every Sunday, our outing. And the coolest thing in the farm that I enjoyed in the summertime was there was a big, huge pump that water would flow into a big, huge barrel, and we would go swimming there. And then from the water would flow into the rice field. And also, the weirdest thing for me was going to the rice field and seeing the water moccasins in the field not far from me.
Thank you. And what was a major historical event do you remember experiencing, and how did that affect your life?
My historical event when in September the 1st, 1961, Hurricane Carla hit landfall, and I think at the time it was a category 4. I was probably like 5 or 6, and just knowing to leave all my friends behind, my animals, and our home, and we stayed at a school while this hurricane would pass. So that was my historical, that it was a big tragedy for a lot of people, and see the devastation after it was all over, see the devastation as I was going home and seeing a lot of homes were gone.
To sum up everything that my grandma has told us about her childhood, she grew up in a farm playing with animals as a child and seeing different creatures as she grew up. She also had 2 parents that she spent a lot of time with doing their own things or jobs, and also had to move out of her house to evacuate for a hurricane and when her father got a job in Houston. Now, I asked her to tell us about someone who inspired her and how, where she told me.
My dad, it was a big inspiration for me. He taught me to be a hardworking person if I needed or wanted something in life. He showed me to work for it. My dad showed me how to drive a tractor when I was young, and he taught me how to drive a vehicle here in Houston. Because of him, I got my license.
I also want to know, is there a life lesson that you have learned that you think everybody else should know? And what is one piece of advice that you'd give your younger self?
Life lesson learned. Be true to yourself. Do not be a follower. Be independent. Choose your own path. Because in the long run, you're responsible for your own actions. And one piece of advice I would give to myself is I'm not as young as I used to be. And I need to take things a little slower and think way ahead before I get started. And enjoy life, what's left.
Now, with these last part of questions, I want to ask first, what is the proudest moment of your life, and what was the biggest struggle that you had to go through?
One of my proudest moments is that I have, and my husband, 3 beautiful daughters, but we got a surprise on our last child. It was a boy. We were both excited and overwhelmed that we actually had our baby boy, my son, Joe, And the most struggles in life growing up was finding jobs. It was hard looking for the right job or even a job as growing up.
As family being part of your most proudest moment, what made you want to be a mom? And what is your favorite thing out of our entire family?
I met my husband when we were in the 4th grade. When I turned 17, me and my husband got married at a Catholic church. We started a family. I never had a brother or a sister, so having my first child was an amazing blessing thing that I was able to experience as my own. And also, the thing I love the most about our family, that we're close and we love one another and we're here to help one another. When my parents passed, before they passed, my children helped me to take care of my mom and my dad. Before they passed, we were able to take care of them here at the house until they took their last breath, and we were all here as a family, comforting each other.
Now, for our final question, I want to ask, how do you think life is different now compared to when you were younger?
Life is so much different from when I grew up. No telephones, no communication, no television, just family members meeting and visiting. Comparing to now, all these gadgets, cell phones, computers, less communication in caring for families and one another.
Now I want to say thank you to my grandma for taking the time out of her day to do this interview with me and help me with my assignment. And I want to say thank you to all of y'all for listening to my stories with my grandma. Thank you all, and stay tuned for extra episodes. Goodbye.